Well, the Writers Guild strike is coming up on its second month, but over the weekend, the Directors Guild of America, one of the WGA's so-called sister unions, reached a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, securing important benefits and protections for their members. For a closer look at this, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline now by Jonathan Handel, an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for spending time talking with us. So what's in the agreement with the Directors Guild? How did they reach that agreement?
Well, Megan, thank you for having me, and Brad. The deal was one that was some number of months in coming. The Directors Guild usually negotiates 6 months early and puts things to bed, but they weren't able to get close enough to being on the same page with the studios to do that. In 3 weeks, though, they negotiated a deal that they are calling historic. It's perhaps not historic, but it does seem like it is filled with some gains that do what the directors need. On basic wages, the minimum wage scale in the agreement, they got a 5% increase in the first year, 4 and 3.5 in the following 2 years. On residuals, which are royalties that are paid to directors and writers and actors when product is reused or rerun, the big issue has been streaming residuals, because of course streaming is how so many people watch product these days. And the residuals formulas didn't take account of the number of foreign subscribers to these systems. And that's really where the growth is for a lot of the platforms, Netflix in particular. And the Directors Guild gained an increase in the foreign residual. On AI, which has been a very sensitive topic for all three of the unions, the Actors Union being the third, the directors got some language that affirms that AI is not a person and can't replace the functions that members do. So far, we only know bullet points. There are a variety of other points to the deal, but we haven't seen the details just yet. Hmm. Tomorrow night, the board of directors of the Directors Guild votes on the agreement, and then it goes to the members for ratification. Meanwhile, the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, their vote is coming in this evening as to whether to authorize a potential strike. Their negotiations start on Wednesday, and if they don't reach an agreement with the studios and streamers by the end of the month, then we may see two unions, them and the writers, out on strike.
You know, a deal with just one union seems counterproductive, because members of that, you know, the directors union still need writers at the end of the day, right? Is this a sign that since it got a deal with the Directors Guild, that they may be ready to negotiate with writers and the other unions?
Well, they are going to be negotiating, of course, with the actors. But whether this, you know, and it certainly is a favorable sign, but whether it is one that actually would end the writer's strike, in other words, be favorable enough, is less clear. The writers have said, look, to negotiate a deal with the Writers Guild, you have to negotiate a deal with the Writers Guild. We are not bound by what the Directors Guild does. SAG-AFTRA has said something similar. They said, we have never positioned ourselves or our strategy to be based on what another union does, and we have concerns that are specific to our members. For example, that 5% increase in the first year, that's not likely to be sufficient for actors, many of whom work at the minimum, unlike directors. They may want something that catches up to the strong inflation that we've been having. So it's not an open and shut case by any means.
And we don't have much time left, but how is this different than the last writers' strike as far as unions working together?
Well, 15 years ago, the Directors Guild reached a deal while the writers were out on strike, as they have this time, and that served as a template or pattern for the writers and helped end the writers' strike. But this time, the writers' biggest issue relates to so-called mini rooms, rooms of writers working on TV shows that are smaller than they used to be. The duration of employment is less. The number of writers hired is less. And those issues don't have an analog in the director's deal. And they're very difficult issues because the writers want minimum staffing levels, and the studios say, look, with these shorter seasons, 10 episodes and less, we can't afford that.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Handel, entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles.